picking up the horror which the reporter made. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in this week's parsha. The Baal HaTorim brings from Mama Chazal that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, so in some way, Moshe Rabbeinu's request had to be niskayim in some way. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu brought this upon himself when he asked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep him, erase him, Chalila, from the Torah. So that is why in this week's parsha in Tetzaveh, his name is not mentioned. Now, of course, this is to be better understood in connection with a vote from the Vilna Gaon, because why if it's this week's parsha, why not any other parsha? So the Vilna Gaon says, because Zayin Adler usually falls in parsha Tetzaveh. And Zayin Adler is of the fear of Moshe Rabbeinu, is Memela. So in this sedra where the peer of Moshe Rabbeinu occurs, so Moshe Rabbeinu's name is left out. Some sefer brings sefer Yalkut Ruveni, also a likut in the Kadman. An interesting remez. I mean, it's more shaykh to Kabbalah than it is to drush, but. The previous parsha ends v'chol yistus hechotze nechoshes. Nechoshes is the oisiyus noyach sheis. So they bring that Moshe Rabbeinu was the neshama of noyach and sheis. His neshama is somehow related to the neshama of noyach and to sheis ben Adam. And a little bit, it's not too difficult to understand the connection, because the Gemara says, the Pasuk says about Chase, that he was the foundation of the entire world which came after him. Chase, the whole Bria comes from Chase. And the whole Bria comes from Noach. So the Mela, just like Noach and Chase were the foundation of the entire Bria, the Gashmias, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kayach HaTorah, is the foundation of the entire Bria, the Ruchni. So this is what they bring from Kadmonim, from Rishonim. Yalkut Ruveni brings this, goes back in the early Kadmonim, the Derash HaRishumis, Darshan Tochei Remez, Noach Sheis, and right afterwards, Ba'at HaTzavis Bnei Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu had up the Shachas to the Neshomis of Noach and Sheis. But their neshamas were not Shem and Zay Yizoch. Moshe Rabbeinu was. He was pure, they were not. So he says, we know that the other Kalim of the Mishkan, the Big Dekahuna, later in the Parsha, are all mechaper on various averas. The Gemara says each of the Big Dekahuna were mechaper on a different avera. The Kabonis were mechaper, the Begodim were mechaper, the Eifer was mechaper on Avodah Zorah, and the Me'il was mechaper on Loshon Hora, and the Ksainis was mechaper on Shpichas Domim, and the Abed was mechaper on Hira Aleif. The Gemara says in Zvochim each of the Big Dekahuna were mechaper. When it comes to a person's, the Big Dekahuna, which represent the Midas of a person, the Kabonis, so there's a Tarubis. There, nothing is pure. But in the Seichel HaTorah, the Torah, that should be pure. So therefore, L'chol Klei HaMishkon, L'chol Yistus HaChotza Mechayshis. So the Klei HaMishkon, they were Mechaper and Averis of the Klal Yisrael. So that showed the impurity of the Klal Yisrael, the impurity, because it required Kapora, it required Korbonis, it required Big Deguna. Is L'chol Klei HaMishkon, is Mechayshis, Noach HaSheis. But Ba'ato, you Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama is pure, and yours is equivalent to the Shem and Zayis, which was used to the Menorah. The Emes, the Mefarshim explain, Rashi brings always in this week's Parsha too, wherever it says Shem and Zayis Zoch Kosis Lamo'er, that the Menorah was. The oil for the menorah was the purest oil, the first press, the purest oil. Kosis, that was the Gemara says. Rashi brings it over here that the olives for the menorah oil were not ground, but they were beaten, pressed down once, and the first drop which came out was pure, and that was used for the menorah. And then the olive was then assigned to the mill, and it was ground, and the oil that came out from the second, from the grinding, was used lemenochos. Causes lemoil, below causes lemenochos. In other words, the menochos, a mincha, which is a korban. How was it made? It was made with solas and shemen and some lavona. It was made with flour and oil. That oil did not have to be as pure as the oil of the menorah. The oil of the menorah was kosis. It was not ground, but pressed down. Lamor, but v'loy kosis l'menochas. What is taka de pshat? Why the menochas were you able to use a lesser brand, a weaker degree of pure oil than the oil of the menorah? So the Foshim explained, the Chedush Yerim brings it, the Avnei Nezer, because the menochas were a korban. A korban is mechaper on a person's averus. When you kapora, by definition, means the person is not so pure. But the shemen of the menorah, that's meramez on the seichel atera. The Gemara says in Brochas, haroa shemen zayis b'chaloim, yitzapir lemoyah shel teira. If someone sees shemen zayis in his dream, that's a simen of chochmas atera. The Gemara says so. And we know the menorah was the symbol of chochmas atera. So when it comes to chochmas atera, there, if you need shemen zayis zoch, it shouldn't be have any impurity, because the seichel that learns teira while he's learning it is pure. Nothing else gets mixed in. Whereas in the menochas were machaper and averus, so therefore you allowed even a lesser kind of shemen. All right. Now, when you learn this parsha of the Tzaveh, the first few psukim, Beres is a very difficult thing to understand. What connection does this parsha, the Ato the Tzaveh, actually three psukim? What is the contents of these three psukim? Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be mitzavot of Bnei Yisrael v'yikru elecha. They should take to him, dafke to Moshe Rabbeinu v'elecha, and he was inspected. Shemen zayizoch causes lamor for the purpose lahalos nail tomet for the menorah. Nail, the Ramban learns specifically meaning the nail ma'arovi. That's why it doesn't say neiros, but nail. And this was supposed to be put by ayol moyed b'chutz l'pareches. Now, this doesn't belong, this parsha doesn't belong here. Because after the parsha of the all the klal mishkan, so then the Torah continues with the Bikdei Kohanah, and after the mishkan is set up, then when it comes to actually being makriv the karbonis, like it says, Tavis Bei Yisrael is karboni lachmi lisha, it says later in parshas Bamidbar. What to do with the Beis HaMikdash is said later, after the Mishkan is put up. Terumah Tzaveh is Achmon Hemshech. This deals with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. All the Klei HaMishkan are mentioned in Parshas Terumah, and the Bikdei Kohanah, the Kohanim, are mentioned in Parshas Tzaveh. And in the middle, the Torah is mafsik with the Parsha of the Shemen Zayis of the Menorah, and the Netziv, and other Mephoshim. What's the inyan of this Parsha? Especially, the Emes, this Parsha is repeated again in Parshas Emo. Kimat the same parsha. Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, v'yikru elecha, shemen zayizoch, kosis lamor, mechutz l'pareches, so on and so forth. So Rashi says over there, v'zu mitzvahs parshas mitzvahs haneiros. The very shala which we are asking, Rashi himself brings out in Parshas Emor, that the place of the parshas haneiros is over there. Zu parshas mitzvahs haneiros. Parshas Atat Tzaveh lo nemro elo al seder melechas hamishkon leforesh tzorach hamenorah. So Rashi says over there, la'olam de mokum, the place where the parshas hamenorah is the purpose of that is in Parshas Emor. But why does it say earlier in Parshas Tzaveh that talking about the seder melechas hamishkon? When in the Seder of Melechas HaMishkan, he's mefarish, what's the purpose of the menorah? Oh, but it still remains shver. So why doesn't it say what to do with the Mizbeach and what to do with the Shofar and so on and so forth? The parasha of Lechem Aponim is said in Parshas Emor, after the parasha of the menorah, and it doesn't say earlier in our parasha what the Shulchan was used for. and likewise the Karbonis of the Mizbeah. Why? Because the mitzvah of the Hakrov of Karbonis and the Lechem Aponim and is said after the Mishkan is put up. After the Mishkan is put up, then you then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah, what this mitzvah, that mitzvah. So what's this mitzvah doing over here, Va'at Tzavas Bnei Yisrael? So Rashi seems to ask the Shaila, but does not give the Teretz L'Chayra. He asks the Shaila in Parshas Emor, and he says, because this has to do with the Malachas HaMishkan. Why does it have to do with the Malachas HaMishkan? Why must the Torah put in over here the Inyan of Shem Azai Yizach? I think that in order to understand over here the Seder of the Parsha Lefi HaPshat, we find another Diyuk in the Parsha. If we examine this parsha, it says right afterwards, "Va'oil moyed mechutz la'pareiches asher alaidus ya'achoyis ya'aron avonav." Aaron Akoyin and his children prepare the menorah, armarich the menorah meyerav adboikel of me'ashem. No. So, Bishloma, if this was said in the parsha of Kahuna, all right, the kahanim have various jobs in the Beis Hamikdash. They're makriv the karbonis, they're makter the k'tayrus. The lechem upon him, and so on, and also the menorah. Where should this say? After it says right away, "Va'ato hakav alechos Aaron achicha v'spon of itay," and Aaron Akoyin is told to enter into the avoda, and Moshe Rabbeinu is makarav him, "Va'ato hakav alecho," and the whole sedra takes care. Most of it deals with what does the tzava deal with the big dekahuna. And also the chinuch of Aaron and his children. The entire parsha, from the next from Perek Chof Ches on, the entire parsha deals with Ba'ato Akiv Alechos Aaron Achicha, a long, long seder of Big Day Kahuna, a long seder, takes a long time. And then it says, after the Revi, Zeh Adova Rashatah Salem Lekadish Oysam, from Revi till the end of the Kimat, till the end of the parasha, is the chinuch of Aaron and his children. No, so first you have to say that Aaron HaKoyin becomes a Koyin through the Big Dekuna, V'ato HaKev Alecho, and then pass to Zogun that Ya'al Choyse Ya'aron Avonav. Here the Torah puts down the Inyan of Ya'al Choyse Ya'aron Avonav before V'ato HaKev Alecho, it's Aaron Achicha. No, but what's the pasuk here puts this Shalai B'mkoymai. There's a big chilik in the role of the kahanim in the inyan of the menorah and the inyan of the avodas hakahanim and all the other kabbonis, all the other avodas of the Beis Hamikdash. First of all, we see the menorah was maramez on the chokhmas haTorah. How was the avoid of the menorah? Yarech oisei Aaron avonav. Meshachach menorah meforshim say the Rambam paskin dot adlokas ksheira bezor. The actual hadlok of the menorah was afilu azor can be madlikit. What was the avoid of kahuna? The hatovas haneiras, to clean out the neiras from the previous day, to pour in the oil, to put in the psila, the arichas, yaroch also Aaron Avonav. But the hadloka was ksher bezor. Why? Because the menorah is maramez on the kesel teira, which everyone can have a kinyan in the menorah. In Parshas Pesach Habrocha, we learn over there, Levi Yomar Tumecha Vorecha Lish Chatzdecha, and so on and so forth. It says over there, Yasimu Yairu Mishpatecha LeYankei V'Sarosecha LeYisrael Yasimu K'teira Ba'apecha V'Cholol Al Mizbechecha. So the Kahanim are given two roles, two functions. Number one, Yasimu K'teira Ba'apecha V'Cholol Al Mizbechecha, the Avodah of Kahuna and the Karbonis. And also Yairu Mishpatecha LeYankei V'Sarosecha LeYisrael. The Kahanim were also the Meiri Haror. The Kahanim were the teachers. The Sanhedrin without Kahanim was no Sanhedrin. Maras Negorim had to be brought to the Kohen. Kechol Asheyeru Eschem HaKahanim Halviyim. Hishoma B'negah Atzeras Kechol Asheyeru Eschem HaKahanim Halviyim. So the Torah gives them as the Kahanim a double role. Number one, the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash. Secondly, the Heroa, the Meir Heroa to the Kal Yisrael. That's why the Pesuk says, Yoru Mishpatecho LeYankov Yisrael Yisrael, and the Heroa of the Kahanim, and also Yasimuk Teira Ba'Pecha V'Chol Mizbechecha. If we examine the difference between the Menorah and the other Avodas of the Kahanim, we see the following thing. The other Avodas of Karbonis are called Sheirus. The Kahanim are Makriv Karbonis, Reich Nichayach Ishal Hashem, K'tayres. Those are the Avodas, they're the Shalucha, the Dedan, the Shaluchim of the Klal Yisrael, to do the Avodah for the Eibishter, for the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Menorah, the Gemara asked the Kasha, what do you need the Menorah for? V'chila Ora Hu Tzarech. Does the Rabbeinu Shalom need the Ora Menorah? This is not an Avodah which is Reich Nichayach Lashem, V'chila Ora Hu Tzarech. So the pshat in that Gemara, plain pshat, is that the Menorah is different than the Karbonis. The Karbonis say, Karboni lachmi, kavayochol the Rabbeinu Shalom's breakfast, kavayochol, Karboni lachmi. The avoid of the Klal Yisrael sends up a reyach nechayach Lashem. That's the Karbonis, the Ktayres, all the avoider. The Menorah? No, the Menorah is fakert. Eidus Tuli Yisrael Shashchina Shaira B'Yisrael. The Inyan of Hadlokas HaMenorah was that when you madlik the Menorah, this was a simon fakir, the Rabbeinu Shlom's Mashpia Eire into the Klal Yisrael. It's not our serving something up to the Rabbeinu Shlom, but fakir, the Rabbeinu Shlom serving something down to us. The big nafkimine between the Avodas HaMenorah and the Avodas HaKarbonis. Big nafkimine. The Kahanim's role in the Menorah was to bring down the Chochmas HaTorah into the Klal Yisrael. Since the Kahanim were also, besides being the Makrivei HaKorbonos, besides being Mekayim the Posik, Yasimuk Torah Ba'Pecha V'Chol Al Mizbechecha, besides that, the Kahanim had an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash of HaTovas HaNeiros of the Menorah, because they were the ones, since they were the Meir HaHeroah to the Klal Yisrael, since they were Yoru Mishpatecho LeYakov, so to them is Niskayim the fact that the Menorah, the Rabbeinu Shalom sends down the light of Torah through the Menorah into the Klal Yisrael. The Ashroes Ashchina of Chochmas HaTorah, which was the purpose of the Menorah, Eidus Hili Yisrael Shashchina Shoira. And that is why the Ner Ma'arovi, which faced, why was it called, we paskin Ner Ma'arovi, because if you hold that the Menorah was faced between Dorim Litzofen, so the Menorah actually, that was Marav. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was in Marav, so the Ner Ma'arovi faced the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Luchas HaEdus. The Aseres HaDibros, and the Luchas that were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim were Mashpia, their Koyach, outside into the Heichol, into the Menorah, and from there came out the Chochmah to the entire Klal Yisrael. So the Menorah was that keli in the Beis HaMikdash through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia wisdom and Chochmas HaTorah into the entire Klal Yisrael. Who were the ones who have brought this down? The Kahanim. So Lefizeh, the Avodah in the Menorah related to the Yoru Mishpatecho LeYankov V'Sevoscho LeYisrael rather than to the other chelik of Yasimuk Torah Ba'Pecha V'Chol Olam Mizbechecha. The Kahanim had two koiches, two roles, two functions, two tafkidim, the Karbonis and the Menorah. The Menorah represented their being the Meir HaHeroah, the Yoru Mishpatecho LeYankov. And Demis Idach, that the Gemara says in Erevin, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Mepi HaGvura, he learned this first with Aaron, and from Aaron it went to the Skenim. So Aaron HaKoyin was the Memutza between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Skenim. Aaron was the teacher after Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was Loimim Mepi HaGvura, and he taught it to Aaron, and Aaron to the Skenim, as it befers the Gemara in Erevin. Now, with this we understand the Inyan, where the Gemara says that the Yikru Eilecha Shem and Zayisach, what's Pshat Eilecha? the Shemen Zayizach was to be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu to inspect, because the Shemen is the Meramez and the Menorah. The Shemen Zayiz Meramez and the Menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Koyach had to go into that. Before Aaron HaKoyen lit the Menorah, but it had to be the Shveyikru Eilecha, Ve'ato Tetzaves Bnei Yisrael, Ve'ato Tetzaves Bnei Yisrael, Ve'yikru Eilecha, Shemen Zayizach. Moshe Rabbeinu had to inspect first the Shemen Zayis. In other words, he had to put his hechsher on the Shemen Zayis. This is symbolic of the fact that even though the Shemen was put into the menorah by the Kahanim, but it had to pass first through the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Pshuto Shul Mikra. Ve'ato tetzaves bnei Yisrael, ve'yikru eilecha Shemen Zayizach. The Medrash says in Parshas Emor, Hert, that la'olam Moshe Rabbeinu should have done it himself. Now, the Nitziv brings it in this week's parsha. Va'ata tzaves bnei Yisrael. Va'ata tzaves bnei Yisrael. Be'emes Moshe Rabbeinu should have made the Shemen Zayis himself. Now, the Baal was a melech. Va'hi b'shurun melech. One day Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech. And it's pastish for a melech to work with the Shemen Zayis himself. And it's the Feirish in the Medrash. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be mitzaved bnei Yisrael. But v'yikru alecha, they should bring it to him. So the Chatzifa Kavon in them. Moshe Rabbeinu should be misasek with the Shemen Zayis himself. The message behind all this, because the Shemen Zayis is symbolic of the Chochmas HaTorah, which the menorah kindles. And that had to pass first through the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the first Makabal the Torah Mepi HaGvura. Then, after the Shemen Zayis passed through his hands, the Yikru Eilecha, they were to give it to him. They were to make it with Alpihit Tzivui Va'atat Tzava, and it passed through his hands, and then it was given to whom? To Aaron. Now, Lefiza will understand, I believe, the Hemshech of all the Psukim here. The reason why the Posik of this Parsha is put in here is like this. Because La'olam, the Torah wants to say, define the Avoida of the Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoida of the Kahanim. But before the parsha v'hato hakrev elechos Aaron achicha, with the big dekahuna, which means the Kahanim's role as the makrivi hakavonis, so the Torah proceeds, besides the fact, before Aaron HaKoyen and his children's role as the makrivi hakavonis, Aaron HaKoyen and his children are who are what? They are the mativi haneiris. Yarechoisi Aaron abon of Erevat Boikel of Nei Hashem. The Torah purposely divides the Kahanim in the Menorah and the Kahanim in the other Kabbalahs. That is why this parsha Ba'il Moed Yal Chosi Aaron Avonav is before the parsha Ba'ato Hakchev Alechos Aaron Achicha, because there the Kahanim are emphasized as the Meiri Heroah, the Madliki HaMenorah. Ba'ato Hakchev Alechos Aaron Achicha, there the Kahanim have the other role of Yisimu K'teira Ba'atecha V'cholam Izbechecha D'Chelek V'Avoida. The Kahanim have both Chalokim, the Chelek HaTorah and the Chelek V'Avoida. In the Menorah, they're put first as the Chelek HaTorah, right next to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe and Aaron. The Shemen Zayis is respected by Moshe, given to Aaron, and Aaron HaKoyen and his children are Madlik the Menorah. That represents the Kahanim's role as the Meirah Heroah, as the Madliki HaMenorah, the Metivei HaNeiris. Then the Posek says, in addition to what the Kahanim do in the Avodas HaMenorah, Ba'ato HaKriv Alechos Aaron Achicha V'sponat Itoi L'Katshe L'Kahanoi Li, to give, make them what? Also become Makrivei HaKorbonis. And this works in... So, therefore, as a hakdama to the parsha of the oil, to the posik of the oil moyed mechutz laporeches asher aloedes yachoisi Aaron avonav, before Aaron HaKoyen is nisgadish as a koyen, besides the fact that he's a koyen mishores and makrev hakorbonos, the first parsha stresses the kahanim's role as in the menorah, before the korbonos, before the ktairas, before everything else. That Aaron HaKoyen was zeicher to do the avoda in the menorah. This is to be mamshich to the Chochmas HaTorah to the Klal Yisrael. And therefore, before the pasuk says this, so the Torah says, but Moshe Rabbeinu is first. Ba'ato tetzaves bnei Yisrael. Because who was Aaron mekabel from? He was mekabel from Moshe. So therefore, it's very good. the art of the Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, V'yukol Lech Hashem and Zay Yizach. Even though Aaron HaKohen is going to be made of the Neiris, he's going to pour the oil into the menorah, right? But what? But you have to be Mitzavah, the Bnei Yisrael, to make the Shem and Zay. It's got to be Nikra Al Shmecha. It's got to pass through your hands. It's got to be inspected by you. And once it passes your inspection, then Aaron, your brother Aaron, takes it, and he will put it into the menorah. That's the first parasha. Then, so this is mitzad the kahanim's role in the menorah. The second parasha says, "Va'ato hakriv lecho as Aaron achicha v'zbodav itay mitzef bnei Yisrael lechani li." This is something new altogether. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "You are takir what the gadol b'Torah, the great and chachmas haTorah." Aaron HaKohen comes after you was also the Meir HaRoah to the Klal Yisrael, and therefore he lights the menorah. But when it comes to the Avodas HaMizbeach, you have to use Aaron as a shutev, Va'ato Hakriv Elecha. And the Medrash brings out this point. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have the Chelek HaKohuna also. It's the Medrash in this week's parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to be Memana from the Shevet Levi. Oysa Shah Samach Moshe Oma Kach Shifti Chaviv Amalish Baruchu Aaron Achichahu Lekach Nema Va'ato Hakri Velecho Aaron Achichah. So the Medrash here and weiter that Moshe Rabbeinu at Fadrosen Heir Aloi, he thought he was going to be what? Be the one who's going to be the Kohen. So Heir Aloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, Aaron HaKohen was Zeichem. Va'ato Hakri Velecho. Now, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to be the Kohen also? Because we spoke out once that the Inyan of Torah and Avodah go together. Malamish Yatosim Sanhedrin, Eitzel HaMizbeach. The Inyan of Sanhedrin and Mizbeach go together. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the embodiment of Torah, he was Masik that who should be Makriv the Korbanos. That person who is the embodiment of Torah should be unified, Torah and Avodah together. Heir Aloi. So he felt bad. Why is it that he wasn't zeicher to be the Mak the Kohen Gadol as well as the Melech? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. This was Aaron HaKohen's zchus. Va'ato hakri ve'lecha, but be mitzaref, bring Aaron close to you. In other words, unify yourself with Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu the Koyach HaTorah and Aaron HaKohen the Koyach HaAvodah. Hakri ve'lecha. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu thought it would be unified mamish in himself, but the Rotzen Hashem was that Aaron should do it. And together they make up one Shleimus Moshe and Aaron. And this works out very well, them, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was the mid of Din, and Aaron HaKohen was what? Oyev Sholem, V'roidev Sholem, Oyev Esabriyas of Akavon LaTorah. So Aaron HaKohen represented the Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says Beferish. Ayidekach, he was able to be Mechaper on the Klal Yisrael. He was the Shlucha, the Dan. Moshe Rabbeinu was more Korov al Hashem. Aaron HaKohen was more Korov to the Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says Beferish. Moshe Rabbeinu says Yikov Adin Esahor. And Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Sholem, V'roidev Sholem. So when it comes to be mechaper on the Klal Yisrael, to be makhav of the Kabbalah, you needed somebody who was part of the Klal Yisrael itself. So therefore, Aaron HaKohen was zeicher to be makhav of the Kabbalah, but the Pasuk says to Moshe, Ba'ato hakrev elecha, take him close to you, unify yourself with Aaron HaKohen. So this is, I think, explains the pshat. So the parasha of the menorah is in two places, in Parshas Emor, besides Baha'u'llah Yitzchak. Baha'u'llah Yitzchak is something else. I don't want to go into what's the Indian of the Parsha Baal Oiskos on it. Over there it has a Shachar to the Chanukas on this Bayah. That's the third Parsha. But the Parsha of Shem and Zayah Zoch Kosis Lamoel, we find in Parshas Emor, and we find it in Parsha Tzaveh. In Parshas Emor, there is the Parsha, what to do, the mitzvah of what? As Rashi says over there, the mitzvah of Hadlokas Haneiros. This is not the mitzvah of Hadlokas Haneiros, this is the mitzvah of the Kahanim. Just like the entire Parsha deals with the Kahanim. Here the Torah stresses that Aaron HaKohen is to prepare the menorah every day. But as a hakdama to this, that this, what Aaron HaKohen does, has to be prefaced by what Moshe Rabbeinu does. Ba'atat tzavos bnei Yisrael, and v'yikru alech Hashem and Zayah zoch, the Shem and Zayah that Aaron HaKohen pours into the menorah has to pass through the inspection, has to go through Moshe Rabbeinu, because this was the system of Hashpoas HaTorah, Moshe, and then Aaron, and then the Klal Yisrael. And this went from Aaron HaKohen's, after the Torah sets down Aaron HaKohen's role in the menorah, then va'atu hakriv alechos Aaron achicha, and put big tikkunah on him and be mekadosh him to be makriv the korbanos. But that's a different Indian already. Speak a little bit about Parsha Zocher and the vote about Purim. I'd like to say over a short Dvar Torah on a familiar Shalah which all the Achayim talk about. This is the Gael Meister, the various Ben Hogam and Klal Yisrael. Are women mechuyev in Parsha Zocher? Parsha Zocher doch medaraisa. Zocher as a sharos alufa amolek. The Gemara lays out Zocher bepeh. And from a Sefer Torah, because the Gemara lays out the Ksov. Zos the Koran Bas Sefer, the Gemara in Megillah says Beferish, that pasuk Ksav Zos the Koran Bas Sefer has reference to Zocher as Asheros Olcho Amolek. It's a Beferish of Gemara Megillah. That this Zocher as Asheros Olcho Amolek, that Zocher Beper, has to be by Sefer. And that is why it says Ksav Zos the Koran Bas Sefer. The Gemara combines these two psukim together. And Mahay Talmud, the Gemara stells two to Megillah. And Megillah it says also v'nichta v'sefer. The Gemara learns out of Hekish. That's why Akira Balpeh lo yod. The Gemara says in Megillah because Akira Balpeh lo yod has to be like Parsha Zocher. Parsha Zocher v'sefer. The Shala is, so maybe it means that Yochid should read it v'sefer. How do you know it means b'tzibur with a minion with Kriyas HaTorah and the whole? Maybe it means that Yochid can open up the sefer. This is already a Shala. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned this and other Achrayim. Why is I feel if you say Parsha Zocher is Medaraisa with a Sefer Torah. No, so what if a man is living in alone, he has no minion? Let him take out a Sefer Torah and read Parsha Zocher. And yet from Shulchan Aruch is Mashma that the Basefer has to be Dafke with a minion, with Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. This is Shina Shala. As a matter of fact, Chamachleik is the Machabim at the Bogan Avrum. What if somebody comes to the city where they have a minion either only one day? When should he come? Purim to hear the Megillah? Or Shabbos to kill Parsha Zocher? Is the Mechaba Paschim that should come to hear Parsha Zocher? And the Mugan Avram Shreit Givalt? No, you should come to hear the Megillah. The Megillah. Because he tines, the Mugan Avram tines, because you can hear Parsha Zocher, Lav Dafke with the Parsha of Zocher. You can come to him when you leave for Shalach. When you read B'Shalach, you also yaitze the Zocher, the Zirah Smith Mechias Amolik. In the Mishnah Berurah thing, goes back and forth. I'll call upon him, it's a big Shalach. From the Mechaber, you see from the Tzumas HaDeshem, that not only is it the, you see from the Rosh and Brochus also, not only is Basseifa with the Reise, but I fill it with a minion, it's the Reise. No, it's a mitzvah Sasei. Zocher as Sheros Alcha Amolek. Arnoshim Mechuyiv in this mitzvah. L'chayre, it's a mitzvah Sasei Shelo Azman Groma, because with the Reise you can be Yitzah any time of the year. All year. Chinuch says so the Feret. Yet the Chinuch Paskins, and many, it's a chilukim in hogim where the noshim are makbid mahadot to be yoyte parsha zocher, some are mahadot, some they're not makbid on parsha zocher. So the chinuch says the Nahagas mitzvah zu b'chol mokum b'chol zman b'schorim. B'schorim, only men. Men are mechuyiv mezoch asher asa l'cha amolek. Ki lehem lasas ha-mulchoma v'nikmas ha-oyev, v'lo l'noshim. Because ain't da'akha sh'noshim lasas mulchoma. Like the minchas chinu, first of all he says, what's it got to do, who's mechuyiv ha-ma? I'm sure the mitzvah is, I feel like a woman who's not mechuyiv to go b'mulchoma, a bezoch asher asa l'cha amolek is a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of zechiyas ha-molek and a mitzvah of zechiyah. Two mitzvahs. Secondly, he asks the Menachas Chinuch, he says, the dinner d'chan ha-molchemes mitzvah, the ha-fil l'chos l'mechadri v'kala mechuposo. So in molchemes ha-molek, what? Even Aisha is mitzvah to go in a molchemes mitzvah. So why did the Chinuch assume that Aisha is part of mechiyas ha-molek? And the emes is that earlier in the mitzvah of hachim tachim, which refers to the Zion Umas, when Klal Yisrael came, when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, they were mechuyev to wipe out the Sheva Umas. So there the Chinuch mentions that they were mechuyev afilo women also, he says. V'nehegis mitzvazu b'schorim uben nekevis. B'chol mokum. Why? Why is schorim nekevis? Because in a mochemes mitzvah, afilo isha is mechuyev. No hakash effect of minchas chinuch. Over there in Siman Tov Kof Hei, there he says, at the end of Siman Tov Kof Hei, he says like this. If somebody meets one of the Shiva Umas, when Aknani, Achiti, Amori, and so on, and he's able to kill him out sakona, if he doesn't have to endanger his life, and he doesn't kill him, he's mevatel the mitzvah asei at the end of Parsha Tov Kof Hei. Like the Menachas Chinuch, Milchama, there's no heter for koach nefesh. Milchama, you're mechuyev to go out if your life is in danger. Even though astama mitzvah asei mekayim, so if a koach nefesh, you're potter to be mekayim. But Milchama, you're mechuyev to go out if a koach nefesh, if you're in sakona. So why did the Chinuch say at the end, by the mitzvah of Hachim Tachimim, Meblishi is takin bedover? If you're able to kill one of the Zion Umas, Meblishi is takin bedover. These two kashas. First of all, why does the Chinuch pass Pater Noshim from Zechiras Amolek? It is doch a mitzvah, it's not, women are also mechuyev to go. And secondly, why did you got to do the sakona? And the fact that he patters men, women from Zechiras Mechiyas HaMolek, he also patters them from Mechiyas HaMolek Gufa in the next mitzvah. So there the Minchas Chinuch asked the same kasha. Tzorchi and Loma Yiftaru Noshim from the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek. It's not Zman Groma. And Noshim have to go to Muhammad too, Afilo Kala Mechuposa. So I think you can answer this kasha, most of the shalas here that we just touched upon, by the following yesod. Chinuch says, even though it's not printed here in the Sefer HaChinuch as is, but in the Ashmotis in the back, in the new edition of the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Michas Chinuch, in many editions it is printed. The Michas Chinuch brings it. The Chinuch paskens that the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek is a mitzvah on the Tzibur and also on the Yochid. Emes, there were two chalokim to the mitzvah. Milchama is a mitzvah on the Tzibur. Milchama's mitzvah. Yochid does not make Milchama. You have to have the Melech and the Sanhedrin and so on. And the Chinuch says that it's a mitzvah on the Tzibur, and also I'll call Yochid v'Yochid mi Yisrael mutl hachiyuv. So we see here that the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek has two chalokim. Number one, Mechiyas HaMolek is a mitzvah for the Tzibur to make a Melchama, the entire nation. The Gemara says Sholosh mitzvahs nitzavu Yisrael after they came into Eretz Yisrael. What? Three mitzvahs. And the Gemara learns it's out from the Pasuk, right? Then, Timcha Zeich HaMolek. The Sefer Yireim wants to say a Chiddush that it's only a mitzvah. If an individual saw an Amalek, he was part of the killer. It's only a mitzvah on the Tzibur. But the Chinuch learns it's both. It's a mitzvah on the Tzibur, and it's a mitzvah on the Yochid. He's there. With this yesod, you can answer most of the shaylos of the Minchas Chinuch. Why? Very simple. This halacha that a isha is mechuyev to go to a Mohammed's mitzvah is not because she's mechoyev in the mitzvah of Mohammed's Amalek, because she's part of the tzibur, and the tzibur is mechoyev to wage Mohammed. If the tzibur wages Mohammed, she is part of the tzibur, so she also has to go. Then you don't say it's ein darkon lasis, ein darkon lasis hariga, because she's part of the tzibur. But the mitzvah of the Teiras Yochid, their taka isha can be potel, because it's ein darka bekach, ein darka bekach. And because if a isha meets up an Amaleki, not in his man Mulchama, stamazoi, so she's taka potel. When is she mechuyev? What does the Gemara say in Saita that a isha is mechuyev to participate? That's mitzvah, the mitzvah, a milchemes mitzvah, a milchemes mitzvah, which is a mitzvah on the entire tzibur. Aisha, being a chelik of the tzibur, Aisha is also mechuyev to go wage milchama. So that is why, when the chinuch says that a yochid is mechuyev to go yechidim haschorim, he's talking about the mitzvah of a yochid. A yochid is mechuyev to be meicher as hamolek. So a yochid is mechuyev a zocha, not an akeva. Because a isha, the mitzvah on the mitzvah the yochid, that's only for his ish, not an isha. When is a isha mechuyev? As a chelik of mechama. Mechama is something which the tzibur is mechuyev. A yochid is not mechuyev in any mechama. A yochid is mechuyev in a mitzvah. A mitzvah. But it's not a din mechama. A din mechama is only in the tzibur. So lefizeh, so when the chinuch holds that zocharas asheros alechua amolek has a shaykhis to mechiyas amolek, the chinuch holds the only person who can be mekayim, who is mechuyev in zocharas asheros alechua in schiras amolek? Only those yechidim, only those people who are mechuyev in the mitzvahs asay, but Torah did of what? Of mechiyas amolek. Because the mitzvah of zochar is a mitzvah on the yochid, and the mitzvah of mechama, and the mitzvah of mechiyas amolek, but Torah's yochid. Those two things go together. So since a ish is mechuyev in mechiyas amolek, but Torah's yochid, and a isha is not, so he holds, this is the chinuch shita, that a isha, just like she's not mechuyev in what? In mechiyas amolek b'torah tzibur, so she's not mechuyev in the mitzvahs asay to have to go listen to parshas zochar. But of course the chinuch is meida that b'torah tzibur, then you apply the gemara and seita that chosn mechedroi b'kala mechupot. And this answers the question also perhaps on the other chelik, the other chinuch by the Zion Amarin, except over there we'll have to make certain modifications in the Loshna chinuch. This chilik which we gave between yochid and tzibur, just like it answers the kasha of noshim, it answers the other shalom of sakona. The chinuch paskins over there, if you see somebody and you don't kill him, you either a mitzvah sasei, if you can kill him without sakona, like the mechaz chinuch, sakona is no heter for milchama. The answer is for milchama it's no heter, it's for tzibur. But as far as the yochid is concerned, it's a mitzvah like all mitzvahs. A mitzvah like all mitzvahs, you're only mechuyev. It's not a sakana. If it's a sakana, you're part of. Again, when is there a din that a person is mechuyev to go afil in sakana? Dafki teres milchama. If it's the milchama zayin amamin, but teres milchama, so then sakana is not a ptur. If you hear the definition of war is sakana. Did you ever see anybody go to war? He shouldn't be in sakana. That's what war means, sakana. So when you go to war, a mochemes mitzvah, the tzibur goes to war, so then there's no p'tur of sakona. What do you mean, sakona? That's what a mochemes is all about. But what does the chinuch mean? That a ish of when you mechuyev in the mitzvah of Zayin Amamin, only shastak and bedava, there the chinuch means in the mitzvah sasei, not the mochemes, not the teiras tamah mitzvah to kill Zayin Amamin, not the mitzvah mutelas al tzibur, but the mitzvah mutelas al yochid, not the teiras mochemes. Not b'teiras mulchama, it's b'am a mitzvah b'yalma. If it's b'am a mitzvah b'yalma, so you're not mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah if you have to put yourself in sakana. The only thing is, we'll have to be miyashiv one thing, that when the mechinuch says earlier by the Zion Amamin, and it's not shver to put this in the Loshon HaChinuch, earlier in the Zion Amamin, when the chinuch is mechayev afil an isha over there, there he talks about melchemes Zion Amamin, or melchemes Amolek, he's defining all the melchemes mitzvah. There, that mitzvah is mehegesh b'scharam ben kevis, b'teres melchama, which is mutalas ala tzibur. But those dinim, which are mutalas ala yochid, so therefore are different. So this would... Yes, both. Beferish. The chinuch said both. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Melech was mechuyif to wage war b'toyres a melchemes mitzvah, like melchemes zayinam. That's a melchemes mitzvah. The chinuch says, and besides melchemes, even if though the melchemes is one, right? But a person happened to see an Amaleki in the street, he's mechuyif to kill him, not b'toyres melchemes, b'toyres a mitzvah. So it's up two nafkiminis, one legabi noshim, the other legabi sakona. Noshim and mechuyif b'toyres the tzibur, but not b'toyres the yochid. And also, b'tayrus tibur, there's no heter of no p'tur of sakon. B'tayrus yochet, there is. We still have a few moments. I want to mention also a short vort, the kesher to Hilchos Purim. This is a vort which is nageya lahalocha and abyssal nageya in hashkofa. One of the dinim of Purim is Matzunas Lev Yoinim. Everybody knows it. Negila, right? Shloach Mon Tisla Rayayu Matzunas Lev Yoinim. Now the Gemara says, when in those manim, when there were, the Mishnah says in Megillah that there were times when they read the Megillah earlier, the Bnei Akfor and people lived in the villages. And so they were makdim liyom haknisa. So the earliest Monday or Thursday before Purim, they weren't chachamim, weren't matriach them to come to the from the rural areas to the towns twice. They used to come on Mondays and Thursdays anyway. So they were allowed to learn the Megillah on from the Megillah Nikras biyudalef biyudbeis biyudgimel biyudalef and tesvav. Purim makdim liyom haknisa. Everybody learns the yudalef. Ayolas Hamukafas Chaimam Maisishuban in line on Shoshan Purim. And the Kforim way earlier. What about Matonis Lev Yoinim? When are they Makayim? So the Gemara says they're Makayim, the Matonis Lev Yoinim, the Ashas Kriyas Hamagillah. Gaivim Baiba Yoim, or Machalkin Baiba Yoim. Same thing as from Purim fell on Shabbos, but Mana Gemara, not today. If Purim fell on Shabbos, so they were Makayim Matonis Lev Yoinim when they were laying the Megillah, because Aniyim were present then. The Bnei Shaniyim Shel Aniyim Nesuos LaMikra Megillah, because Aniyim were always present where by Mikra Megillah. So you shouldn't say as they vice days from the Gemara. You shouldn't say that Mele the Megillah you Makayim earlier Matonis Lev Yoinim has to be on Purim. No. In the Gemara, you makayim matonis lev yoinim when you learn the Megillah, whether it's your Aleph or your Beis or your Gimel and so on. The Rambam brings down this halacha as a b'di'evit, so to speak. You're allowed to be makayim matonis lev yoinim on b'kriyas haMegillah. You're allowed to, but you don't have to. You can be makayim matonis lev yoinim afilu when, if you insist. And being Mekayim Matonis Lev Yoinim on Purim, it's also Mutter. But it's Mutter to be Mekayim at an earlier day also. That's the sheet of the Rambam. So Be'emes, the Kesef Mishnah says that it's Mashma from the Rambam says, B'nei'vim Shekodmu V'koru B'sheini B'chamishi. The Bnei HaKforim who read the Megillah earlier, B'sheini B'chamishi. Im Cholku Mois Lev Yoinim B'yom Kriyoson Yotzu. If they were mechalik the mois lev yoinim b'yoim hakriya, at meyaitze given. So what do you see from the Rambam? Meyaitze given. But you don't have to be mechalik the mois lev yoinim then. You can wait till Purim mamish. So the Kesef Mishnah, where did the Rambam get this from? Because it is mashma from the Loshna Mishnah. The Loshna Gemara goyim b'yoim mechalik and b'yoim is mashma. You have to do it then. But the Loshna Mishnah says, Mutoren, mashma avolo chayorim. The shala is favostak. Why? Why does the Rambam say that matonis lev yoinim, you may be mekayim et yom yud aleph and yud beis? You may. Why may? Lechayra, if the aniyim are present then, more than they are in Purim, that's the ikas man when you should be mekayim matonis lev yoinim. I think the pshat in the Rambam here is l'shitosay. I think that this is a halacha which grows out of another din. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah says a chiddush gadol about matonis lev yoinim. You can learn it, and you sometimes miss it up. The Rambam kedarkei b'kodesh, when he ends a perek, a whole section, he ends with a dvar musar. Sagt der Rambam azoi. Mutev la odom la halbois b'matonis av yoinim. Mi la halbois b'sudosev mishloach monis l'rayev. A person should be medaktik more in matonis lev yoinim, more than his suda and more than mishloach monis to his friends. Sagt der Rambam, stop here. What would you say? Why? What's the time? What thing is a poshet? Because my son is love yainim is a stoker. Huh? This is the only simcha, and the simcha's point in the mishloach manis is not stoker. Our matunis love yainim is also in addition to the mitzvah matunis love yainim, there is a mitzvah in stoker, and that's taka more choshev. The Rambam says something else. You know why a person should be mahado more in matunis love yainim than in the suda in mishloach manis? Zokter she'ein shom simcha gedola mufuoro el l'sameach levaniyim v'yisoyimim v'almonis v'geirim. There is no greater simcha for a person than being able to be m'sameach levaniyim v'evyoinim. Sha'am m'sameach lev ha'umlolim ha'elu doyma l'shchina she'nema l'achyis ruach shvolim u'l'achyis lev nitkurim. Chiddush gadol in the Rambam. The Rambam says, you know why a person should give more matonis lev yoinim than anything else? Because that's the biggest simcha there is to be able to help a poor man. That's what he says. Not because of the malas at stoker. The Rambam brings this into simchas purim. When you makayim matonis lev yoinim, according to the Rambam, if someone is masik the inyan that he can be domal eshchina by being makayim matonis lev yoinim, this digress the simcha. The biggest simcha is able to be mechaya ruach shvolim ulahachis lev nitkoim, because what greater simcha can there be in being doma l'shchina? You're doma l'shchina. That's the greatest simcha. So this is a part of simcha purim according to the Rambam. If so, and we understand the earlier Rambam as well, because the earlier Rambam says like this: matonis lev yoinim, you may be mechaya mit v'yom haknisa, right? You may. But aval hasimcha v'hamishter, the bnei akforim who come earlier, they read the Megillah b'yom yudalef yudbeis yudgimel. But when do they make the suda? Dafke yudalef. This is like a gemara. Aval hasimcha v'hamishter ein oisim ela b'yom yudalef. The mekdimu lo yotzu. So the mele the chazoi. This halacha that you're allowed, the bnei akforim are allowed to read the Megillah earlier. The Megillah they read earlier. But simchas purim, they have to make a yudalid. Now, since matonis lev yoinim, according to the Rambam, is a chelik of simchas purim, so therefore it can't be that you're mechoyif to be matonis lev yoinim on the yom haksa, because matonis lev yoinim is a chelik of simchas purim. There is no greater simcha, says the Rambam, than giving matonis lev yoinim. Why? Shchina. Then, no, the Gemara was practical. Sof kol sof da'aniyim, einayim shel aniyim are there, b'yayim yudalef, melein the Megillah. So it's a bit yevitz, if the Gemara gives you rishus to give the matunis lev yoinim then. But the ikis man of matunis lev yoinim is a taka on purim, because then you can enjoy, by giving matunis lev yoinim, the simcha of being dom l'shchina. Now, just one. What is the source of this halacha? The Rambam doesn't say. There's no greater simcha than being able to help somebody else. L'aniyas dati, this is a pasuk in Ezra that the Gemara brings in the beginning of Beitzah Perek Sheni. And Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara told it to Erev Tavshilin. But what does it say over there? L'chu ichlu mashmanim, oshsu mamtakim. He told them to go freizach. Huh? They were very sad. So what did Ezra tell them? Ichlu mashmanim, oshsu mamtakim. The shilchu monos la'ein nochalo, send gifts to those who don't have. There were many who were poor. Va'al tayotzvu ki chedvas Hashem hima uzchem. So what this Rambam could be read into that? Shilchu monos la'ein nochalo. In other words, share your simcha with somebody else. Va'al tayotzvu. Don't think that you're giving away. So you're decreasing your simcha by giving away some of your food to somebody else. Because by giving for your mono to somebody else, you're being sameach b'chedvas Hashem yedayim alishchina. By shilchu monis lein nochen loy is ba'al tayotzvu ki chedvas Hashem himoruschem. So my high time of a person is mekayim atonis lev yoinim and purim as the way the Torah and the Chazal envisioned it. It is the gress the simcha, and that's why the Rambam holds be'ikir adin you should be mekayim it on purim. Elchem purim. know the Porsche make that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in this week's Parsha. Balaturim brings from Mama Chazal. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, so in some way, Moshe Rabbeinu's request had to be Niskayim in some way. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu brought this upon himself when he asked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep him, erase him, Cholila, from the Torah. So that is why in this week's Parsha in Tetzaveh, his name is not mentioned. Now, of course, this is to be better understood in connection with a vote from the Vilna Gaon, because why if it's this week's Parsha, why not any other Parsha? So the Vilna Gaon says, because Zayin Adler usually falls in Parsha Tetzaveh. And Zayin Adler is of the